Students and civil rights activists are asking Governor Rick Scott to hold Black and Hispanic students to a higher educational standard. The Southern Poverty Law Center and Dream Defenders were in Tallahassee this week to deliver a petition protesting Florida's race-based academic goals. As State Impact Florida's Sammy Mack tells us, the expectations are lower for some minority students.
By the 2017-18 school year, the Florida Department of Education expects 92% of Asian students will pass their math tests at grade level. For Hispanic students, the expectation is 80%. For Blacks, the goal is 74%.
We expect less of certain kids for no reason that other than the color of their skin.
Tanya Galoni is the managing attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Florida office. She went to Tallahassee with students and other activists to bring the petition against the unequal standards.
And we know from decades of research that when you lower expectations for a group of people, people internalize that information.
The goals were adopted in 2012. Supporters of the race-based goals have said that while the expectations are lower for Blacks and Hispanics, they're actually more demanding because those student groups have more catching up to do. By 2022, the goals switch to 100% proficiency for all students. SPLC and the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County filed a federal civil rights complaint against the Florida Department of Education last year. But Galoni says it was important to take the petition to the governor.
We went to the governor because, at the end of the day, he's responsible for the state. This is a state-sanctioned policy that we have now that's sanctioning discrimination on the basis of race.
5,800 Floridians signed the petition. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
A proposed high-speed rail service between Miami and Orlando took center stage at a gathering of state and Miami-Dade officials yesterday. All aboard, Florida would run on the Florida East Coast Railroad tracks with stops in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. Jose Gonzalez is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Development for FEC. He says the growing population in South Florida calls for a backup plan when it comes to transportation.
We talk about congestion on roadways. It's not going to get any better. They're not going to widen I-95 to 20 lanes. It doesn't work that way.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez gave the closing remarks at the event. He says Florida should be making more of an investment in mass transit.
I'm starting to convince the state that, hey, you need to invest in transit solutions, not just roads, because roads don't solve our problem in the dense urban areas.
Critics of All Aboard Florida's plan say the railway service would drive down real estate values, create noise, and interrupt traffic in surrounding communities. All Aboard Florida plans to start running in late 2015. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.